You are listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated. He is in Kansas City. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
The weather is like a yo-yo. One day it's kind of warm, the next day it's very cold, and whenever the cold comes, it seems like we get rain along with it. Any potential for change in this outlook?
Well, you know what? I just don't think there is. I think this is probably one of the most dominating upper air flow patterns that I think I can remember in my 35 years of career here. Just a persistent pattern where systems are coming out of the northwest and moving across the region. We're trying real hard to create some kind of spring semblance here, but as the warmer air tries to get into the southern U.S., this colder airflow from the northwest just continues to do battle with it and overtake it. And that's why we're bouncing around like this, and we're going to continue to do that at least through the month of April. And the big frustration for the producers out there is that, you know, next week is April, and we want to get into the fields and start pushing some seeds into the soil. And we can probably do that in a few places. I think we'll probably be up close to the germination threshold in southern parts of Illinois or parts of Missouri or over into Kentucky as we get through the week next week. But as you said, it's just every other day we're going to get hit with some kind of a cool air mass, and we're going to get some precipitation to come with it. So field working conditions will be much less than ideal, and there's still a lot of cold in just below the top layers of soil that we want to plant in. So we can get the seed in there, and it might germinate, but where are those roots going to go with it? So cold just underneath that, and I think we're going to have to wait a while.
So I think most producers may opt to plant a little bit later. Long-term forecasts are iffy at best, but do you see anything on the horizon that might suggest that this pattern could break up?
I think we can probably expect a little bit of improvement in the pattern as time moves on, but a complete end to it, no, not for a while, probably sometime in May. But what I mean by improvement here is that as we start warming the atmosphere, the jet stream is going to shift a little further to the north. And as each week goes by, we'll see a little less extreme on the temperatures. And even though we're going to continue to have bouts of coolness around, we are going to see some warming. The soil will get better for planting and germination. So I don't want to make it all sound like a big discouragement. We will be able to get in the fields, but it is going to be one of those years with the cool soil temperatures down deep, and the moisture pattern being what it is, that it is not going to be an aggressive planting season. We will be slow with it, and it'll probably be that way for a while. We'll get a little window in there somewhere where we'll go 4 and 5 days without rain, and it'll get warm, and that's when we're going to be all over it.
Turn your attention briefly to out west over the Dome of Death.
The Dome of Death? Are we talking about hard red winter wheat country?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah, things are pretty serious out there. There is some rain that moved through a part of wheat country here today, and we're going to see that shifting into the Midwest here over the next couple of days. The moisture, though, that occurred in the Southwest Plains was just not enough to make a difference, and that's going to continue to be the case with each little disturbance that comes along, taking us all the way through next week.
Thank you, Drew.
Have a good day.
That's meteorologist Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.